Have you ever lost anything? And the answer that they once lost a child, because I once got lost. I don't know, has anyone else ever got lost? One or two of us. Anyone want to tell us how they got lost and what happened? You got lost in which world? Cadbury's World. Oh, sounds like a dream rather than a nightmare, doesn't it? Getting lost in Cadbury's World. Well, we're very glad you found your way out eventually. I got lost once we went to a boat and caravan show in a really big centre in Birmingham. And I was with my family, but suddenly I looked around and there was no one I recognised. I was surrounded by strange people. And it was a horrible feeling being completely lost. And people in Birmingham are pretty scary. Just because you'll be thinking about, well, what happened for the rest of the talk. So just say you're not. What happened was, I don't know if it was me or my parents, but somebody went to the PA, to the reception, and this is what you must do if you ever get lost. You go to the reception and you say, please, can you put an announcement out? So I was very famous from an early age because they mentioned my name on this PA system on the announcement. And I was reconciled. I met my parents back at the reception, which was brilliant. But being lost is terrible, isn't it? And as Claire has said, at Holiday Club this week, we'll be thinking all about being lost and found. And we looked at a couple of parts of Luke's Gospel. And the first one is the one that was sung about, a sheep that is lost. And the second one is about a true story of when Jesus met a man called Zacchaeus. And we know they're true because Luke, who wrote the Gospel, he was a historian, he was a doctor, and he said that he'd investigated carefully what happened. So we know this was a real story Jesus told, and we know that it was a real encounter Jesus had with this man called Zacchaeus. Do you know anyone at school called Zacchaeus? Any work colleagues called Zacchaeus? No, okay. So this is what he says, okay? Or this is what happens, verse 1. If you've got the Bibles open, verse 1. Now the tax collectors and sinners were gathering round to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Then Jesus told them this parable. So we've got three groups of people or people here. We've got Jesus, we've got tax collectors and sinners. That's people who do bad things, people who are looked down on by society, people who know they're lost, separated from God. And Zacchaeus, we won't read the passage, but it's in chapter 19 of Luke. Zacchaeus is an example of someone like that. People look down on him because he's a tax collector, which in those days meant that he took more money than he should from people. He gave some of it to the Roman oppressors, the enemies of the people, and he kept some for himself to make himself richer. So he was a bad person. But then third, there are the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. And these are the upright people, the people everyone respected and looked up to. I don't mean physically, I know you look up to me physically, but people looked up to them as being very good and special people. And they're complaining that Jesus is talking to these sinners. Well, I wonder if we identify with either of those groups. Maybe we see ourselves as someone who's done bad things, who hasn't lived the way even we would like to, and who knows that we're lost in terms of knowing God. Or maybe we see ourselves as quite upright, quite respectable, someone that actually we're doing God a favour to be his friends, and actually we look down a bit on other people. Well, Jesus tells a story to show that these upright people, that they need to change their view a bit. So verse 4. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. And then he calls his friends and neighbours and says, rejoice with me, I've found my lost sheep. So there's a shepherd, he's got 100 sheep, and as shepherds did from time to time, he would count the sheep, and he discovers one of them's gone, one of them's lost. And he forgets about those 99 and he runs off to try and find this other sheep that's lost. What's happened to it? Has it been eaten by a wolf? Has it fallen off a cliff? He searches the bushes, he searches the hills, he searches the ravines. And eventually he finds the sheep. And it's okay. And he's delighted. And he joyfully picks up the sheep, puts it on his shoulders, heads home, and calls everyone together and says, "Let's celebrate. I've found my lost sheep." Well, I wonder if we can see what Jesus is saying to these respectable, upright people. He's saying, God loves the lost. God loves the sinner. God loves the one who's gone astray and who knows they have. And he longs for them to come home. And at the end of the encounter with Zacchaeus, Jesus says, the Son of Man, that's a name he uses for himself, the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Now, during Holiday Club, I was half hoping that this would happen today, actually, but during Holiday Club, there was a little, there was a memory verse, wasn't there? And that was the memory verse. Let's get it up on the screen. There we go. And we did some walking like that, and we did some, all that sort of thing. Chris led it. I won't ask him to get up and do it now. Ask him for a demonstration afterwards. But that's the verse that the children learnt. Just as I was lost, and my parents were delighted when they found me, so God is delighted when he finds a lost person. And this is great news, isn't it, for the person who knows they're lost. That the person who knows they've done bad stuff, they've ignored God, they've lived their own way. Maybe that describes you. Maybe you thought there was no hope. Maybe you thought it was too late. Well, Jesus says, no, it's in God's heart to look for the lost, to seek the lost, and to bring them back to himself. Isn't that wonderful news? And if that is you, what's the right response? Well, Jesus says in verse 7, I tell you, in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous people who don't need to. That's the right response, to repent. Does anyone know what that means? The word repent? Anyone know what that means? Isaac? Turn round. Brilliant. Is that what you were going to say, Zach? Yeah, to turn round, to change direction. That road sign, I think, helps. To stop going away from God, to turn around and to start going God's way. To listen to God in the Bible, to trust him that the things we've done wrong and the things we will do wrong are forgiven, and to seek to live his way from now on. And Zacchaeus is a great example of repentance. Zacchaeus, I don't know if you know the story of Zacchaeus, but he's got loads of money, but he's not happy with his life. He's not satisfied. And he hears about Jesus. There's something about Jesus that gives him hope. And he wants to see Jesus, but there's a big crowd and he's a little man, so I can't really identify with him. But he climbs a tree and he looks, and Jesus walks past, and Jesus looks at Zacchaeus and he says, Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today. And Zacchaeus comes down and welcomes Jesus gladly. And again, the upright people say, what's Jesus doing? Doesn't he know who this man is? And this is what Zacchaeus says. This is repentance. Here and now, I give half my possessions to the poor, all the money I've made out of stealing and dishonesty. And if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount. That's repentance. He's not claiming to be perfect. He's not claiming he'll never do anything wrong again, but he's saying, Jesus, my way was wrong. Your way is better. I want to know you. I want to walk with you. I want to go your way from now on. Well, as we come to an end, it's right to ask, where are we in the story? Where are each of us in the story? Some of us will know that we're lost. And the great news of this passage is that any of us can be found. Any of us can repent and be found by Jesus. And if you'd like to know more about how you can do that, well, come and talk to me, talk to Claire, talk to someone you know, and we'd love to talk to you about how you can do that. It's the best thing you'll ever do, to be found by Jesus. Second, maybe I'm the person who's upright. I think of myself as pretty respectable, decent bloke or decent woman. God's happy to have me on his team, or at least I thought like that until today. During Holiday Club, there were some sketches, as Claire said, Frederick and Pete, and something was said that really stuck with me. When they do their own thing, people don't know they're lost. They don't know they've gone astray. and they don't know how to get back. And I think the reason that struck me is that it's saying it's possible to be lost without knowing we're lost. And I think that's what's going on with those respectable people in Luke chapter 15. They are lost, but they don't realize it. There's a verse in the Old Testament that says this: we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. Every single person, whether they know it or not, has gone their own way. Every single person, whether they know it or not, is lost. And that verse ends, the Lord has laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity, the sin of us all. We may not be obviously lost like other people, but if we live our own way without reference to Jesus, we're lost. And the only person in history who can save us from that is Jesus, who died on the cross 2,000 years ago. And again, if you don't think you're lost, well, why not find out more? And to find out why the Bible says we're all lost without Jesus. Talk to me or someone else about Christianity Explored, which is a course we run from time to time. And then finally, and very briefly, there are those who know we were lost and know we've been found. And we've repented, we've trusted in Jesus, and we're so grateful to God that he's a God who seeks and saves the lost. We're so grateful he didn't just leave us to fall off a cliff or to get eaten by wolves. And for us, it inevitably follows that just as we've been found, we'll want other people, other sheep, to be found. And there are some opportunities coming up over the next few weeks to come back and to invite someone else back to hear more. So in a couple of weeks' time, we've got Back to Church Sunday. I think there are some flyers around when we can invite people to church. Week after that, we've got Harvest Sunday. This Wednesday, we've got the St. Mark's Tavern, the men's group, which this week we're going for curry. It'd be easy to invite someone along to meet with other Christians. And then on the 1st of October, as we'll hear, there's a women's event as well. Lots of things we could invite someone to come and hear about Jesus, who came to seek and to save the lost. Well, let me pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Holiday Club. We thank you for this wonderful news that you came to seek and to save the lost. And we pray that you'd help us wherever we are personally. Help us to find Jesus and to find life through him. And help us to point others to him as well. Amen.